Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just bless him in the spirit. You are worthy. Ancient of Days, we bless you. Abba, source, sustainer, defender, protector. We lift up your name. We decree and we declare that from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Koinonia, bless him. Shabarusa da balanda kraduse degede balabosh. Majesty, let the name of the Lord be praised for his wonder working power in the midst of his people. We shabak the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. One more prayer. Father, visit me tonight in an unusual dimension. Lift your voice and please pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Shalabaruza teka parusia takata. Bless his name. Is someone praying? Everywhere, outside, inside. Shibarusa tabarada gadabaladaba. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your lift your hands, lift your voices and sing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul.
Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. I sing like never before.
Oh my soul.
Worship his holy name. One more time, everybody together. We bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul.
Oh my soul.
Worship his holy name.
Worship his holy name.
Sing like never before.
Sing like never. You to join me in 1 minute before we sit down to just thank the Lord for his mighty hand upon our lives, upon this ministry, wonder working operations of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for the mighty things that only you can do in and through men. Can you thank him for the signs, the wonders, the salvation, the transformation? Nicodemus said, we know that thou art a man sent from God, for no man can do these things except God be with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we owe you our lives. We owe you every breath within us. And tonight we have come to celebrate the love of Jesus. We have come to celebrate your power, your grace, the workings of your spirit. Lord, I pray tonight that you will again exalt Jesus in this place. Let there be wonders in the midst of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Please be seated. It's good to be back home. God bless you. It's been a week long of great activities. I welcome you to our February miracle service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me start by truly appreciating. Now, everyone is special. The law of honor is one of the foundational laws, principles in this ministry. And it's our culture to honor people in as much as we honor the name of Jesus. We have several guests and people from different nations, and just want to salute them and celebrate them. Please, if you're a guest outside of Nigeria, can you stand? I know you have been appreciated, but please stand. The US, I have my awesome team all the way from the US. Hallelujah. I think you should come. Come. Let's. Hallelujah. This is Koinonia US. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, hallelujah. I'm very honored. We're happy. Now, we really thank God for what God is doing. Can I give you a minute or so to say something? Would that be fine?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. April last year, I was given a death sentence. This my sister here. I was in Nigeria. I did surgery on Wednesday, came to Nigeria on Monday because I was processing my daughter's papers to join me. While in the hotel room, she sent me "Fear No Evil." I just want to honor the Lord. I'm alive today, Apostle. By God's grace and mercy, by your word, the "Fear No Evil." Because I already made arrangements. I made the call who to take care of my children. Yes, I told them where to bury me. But then I heard that word. My life was restored. I thank God for your life.
Amazing. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is, sincerely speaking, you know, let me tell you something. Please listen. This is part of the miracle service already. Listen, years ago, I prayed a prayer and I said, "Lord, for the sake of my efficiency, never let me see the full extent of my impact." It was a prayer that I prayed from the depth of my heart. I said, "A token of how far you have helped me is enough, because we are men. And there are times that when you are exposed to certain things, except the Holy Ghost helps you, it can affect you." And God answered that prayer. I cannot begin to tell you the testimonies, the wonder-working power of God. We can literally spend tonight just celebrating what God is doing. Amazing. A life changed supernaturally. Hallelujah. Would you love to say something? Who else?
Yes. Let me just say something quickly. I'm standing here, but you wouldn't believe that a week ago, I flew into Nigeria on a wheelchair. I came into Nigeria on a wheelchair. I thank God. I mean, I cannot say. When I met him in Lagos, honestly, my sisters were laughing at me. I refused to take my shower. I said I was not going to take a bath because I wanted the anointing to remain upon my life. Woo! Koinonia, you guys have a good thing. You guys have a precious thing. In Apostle Joshua Selman.
Hallelujah. And we decree and declare, we know that God is doing mighty things even in the US, and we're honored to be part of what he's doing. And in the name of Jesus, we declare that fire of revival will not fall. Many of the missionaries and the people who brought the gospel came from that region. We will not allow the devil crush the heritage of the gospel over that territory. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. We love you. We celebrate you.
The man I gave you his picture, you prayed over. He called me on Tuesday. He says, tell Apostle his prayers are working. He's working with balance. I told you he has bone marrow cancer. And we're supposed to come here in October last year. In the middle of that, we were to leave Wednesday or Thursday. He had a stroke on Sunday, so we couldn't come. He's been home. But he told me now to tell you he's working better now. And he went for a checkup today. They said there's a significant improvement in his gait and his balance.
Hallelujah. God is called Alpha Omega. When he starts, he finishes. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if we have to do this, we'll spend all the time. But let me honor, I'm seeing PFN Mubi. Please just wave your hands. Thank you. Thank you. All the way. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you a little story about these precious people of God. In 2014, am I right? Can you come? Please don't be tired. Just let's just celebrate what God is doing. Hallelujah. Can you tell us the little story, maybe just a minute or two? What Boko Haram, now it was my connection with the PFN and Mubi, yes sir. It was because of something that happened, I think in 2014, am I right? There was an invasion of Boko Haram and they destroyed the churches, am I right? And so, please.
In that 2014, October 29th, it was like a dream, like a film. In a twinkle of her eyes, Boko Haram take over the city. Around 9 to 10, the whole city of Mubi runs out. The army that came to protect us, they were on the front, we are following them. Burn about 139 churches in Mubi. Kill a lot of people that we cannot able to number them. But by his grace today, Mubi is still standing.
Amazing. Now, let me tell you, I think for a while, most of the Christian activities there stopped, the church. Yes, and when the PFN decided to come together again to lift up the name of Jesus, I had the honor and the privilege of joining hands and joining faith with that city. And we thank God that the gospel is blazing with power in Mubi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that we love you. We honor you, sir. Thank you so much for coming. And the Lord will do us good all together in the name of Jesus. Let's honor them. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man sent from God. He said, for no man can do these things. I know that if we ask people to come just share what the Lord is doing, we may spend the entire night. But now he's brought us again to honor the name of his son. Hallelujah. And let me use the opportunity to just celebrate our family, a global family. People are streaming from all over the world, literally. And we love you. We thank you. We have become a family knitted by faith. And we know that everyone who came here today, you will never go back disappointed. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you. Let me honor a very great man of God, not only in this city, but even in this nation. We thank God for Reverend Joshua Tende. Thank you, sir. We honor you. We love you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Truly celebrate you. Hallelujah. Sir, I want you to know that I sincerely love you. I love you with all my heart. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Reverend Ubandoma is here. I love you, sir. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Many times when we speak, we say, when all is said and done, we're still going back to the same place. Hallelujah. Dr. Anointed is here. God bless you. We honor you. Always coming. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the bishop is here himself. Reverend Manasseh is here. We call him Bishop. He's been an old name like King James. That means a lot of things. Hallelujah. And our daddy is here. Daddy, we honor you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, if you are a minister of the gospel here, If you're a minister of the gospel, inside, outside, please rise. You are a pastor, you are a reverend, evangelist, an apostle, a prophet. Please rise. Let's honor every single one of them. Thank you. Let's celebrate them. Ah, I see my beautiful family from Jos too. Bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name.
One more time.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, please, God bless you. Be seated. I honor every minister of the gospel in this place. It's our joy to share fellowship together and to strengthen one another, even as we seek to see his glory and his grace reach the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. Just to share a few things and then we will pray. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. Paul was teaching the church in Corinth and he said, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God," then he says, "the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Amen. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the communion of the Holy Spirit. Paul is mentoring the church in Corinth and he gets to a point where he's reminding and enforcing in them that it is the revelation of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and then the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that when it tabernacles with a man, that man, whoever he or she may be, will inevitably be an object of wonder. My point of emphasis, just as I start, is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Believers, hear me. God gave the Holy Ghost not as a burden to the church. The Holy Spirit was given as an extension of the hand, the power, the ministry of Jesus to the saints. It was in John 16, Jesus began to speak and he said, "I have many things to tell you, but ye cannot bear them now." Then he says, "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come?" He said, "He will guide you into all truth." Hallelujah. And then that the Holy Spirit has the assignment of, number one, revealing Jesus to the saints, and then number two, empowering the saints to become reflections of the power, the grace, the wisdom, the glory that is upon the Son and upon the Father. Please, you have to understand this. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is not a Pentecostal phenomenon. Yes, here and there might be imbalances here, but the truth about it is that it will take the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an option, that whoever desires to walk in the fullness of the expression of the glory of God must place premium on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls it the fellowship, the communion, the participation, the sharing together. Hallelujah. That's where the word koinonia comes from. Intimacy. Intimacy. A depth of sharing, like a salt covenant. It was a practice in ancient times that when they wanted to show the level of connection and covenant that one had with another, maybe a husband and a wife, both of them would come with containers with salt and then they would mix it together. And the only condition to separate them is if you can pick everyone's salt out. That is the context of our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Inseparable. We have been brought to a point where we are supposed to be so intermingled that when you are there, He is there. You become an expression, an extension of the power, the wisdom, the grace, and the possibilities that are resident within the Christ. Please, you have to understand this. Jesus was born the Word, the Logos of God. But as the Logos of God, He could not do anything significant as far as the revelation of His Father was concerned. And then the Bible says when He went to be baptized of John, as He came out of the water, the Bible says, and the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descended upon Him in the similitude of a dove. Then a voice spoke and said, now, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. In other words, now He has something to say. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit who is responsible for the extraordinary dimensions that are in the life of a believer. I hope you know that holy men wrote as they were inspired of the Holy Ghost. You have to understand this. It takes the Holy Spirit to turn ordinary people into wonders. It's amazing that several people seek to live in victory, seek to walk in superior dimensions of grace, and yet we ignore the ministry of this person, this personality. He is not a personality sent to men of God. The Holy Ghost is not a personality sent to preachers. The Bible calls Him an extension of the ministry of Jesus, and that when He comes into a life and a destiny, His first assignment is to activate your organs of interaction with the realm of the Spirit. That translates you from being a natural person. Now you are spiritual. The fortitude to understand spiritual things is given unto you. I have not seen one man who made impact from the standpoint of the kingdom ignoring the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not for the West. Please listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not for the East. The Holy Spirit is not for Europe. It's not for America. The Holy Spirit is not for Chinese. The Holy Spirit is not for Israelites. The Holy Spirit was sent as God's gift. He is God's mantle to us. Released upon the saints. Please listen very carefully. To help us walk in the ways of God. Please play strings for me. This is very powerful. He's the one responsible for making the Word of God come alive. Please listen. Christianity is a burdensome religion without His ministry. It will be a compendium of rituals that produce no life. It is the Holy Spirit that quickens the understanding of a man. Isaiah 11, the Bible begins to talk about the sevenfold operation of the Spirit. And then verse 3 says that all of that, those dimensions coordinated together will make a person of quick understanding. It was Elihu that said in chapter 32 of Job and verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath, the inspiration of the Almighty can make men of understanding, a depth and a dimension of spiritual comprehension that is greater than science, greater than secular education. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that makes the Word of God fruitful. The Word of God is a prophetic book. It can be used by anybody and interpreted in any way. The Holy Spirit, who is the author of Scripture, is the one who is able to guide us and sequentially arrange the truth in a way that it becomes profitable for the saints. Attempting to study Scripture outside of His ministry will produce gaps in our lives, gaps of error, gaps of imbalance, inaccurate understanding. He is the one who brings synergy to the Word of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. The Holy Spirit is not for the Benny Hinn's and the Catherine Kuhlman's and the Reinhard Bonnke's. No, no. The first revelation of the Holy Ghost in Scripture was not as a healer, was not as a deliverer. Hallelujah. The first revelation of the Holy Ghost was a restorer. Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, not from the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And theology calls it the gap theory. It says now the earth was dark, void, formless. Is the Hebrew word tohu wa bohu, chaos and confusion. Then the Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered round. That means everywhere there is darkness, the personality that is introduced in that darkness is the Holy Spirit. He is the master that turns darkness to light. The speakings of the word is only profitable when he is there. It was the Holy Ghost first hovering round the face of the deep, and then the rhema of God came. Light be. And he saw that it was good. Hallelujah. Are we together? The Holy Spirit. There is nobody intending to rise in this kingdom and live a fruitful life and walk in the experience of victory who ignores the Holy Spirit, who will ever arrive. No. The Spirit of the living God, he is called. He's not some mystery somewhere that just knocks people off their feet. The Holy Spirit is a real living personality. It takes a depth of hunger. Do you know why his personality is concealed? Because his ministry is to glorify Jesus. He conceals his personality not because he does not have one, but he hides so that even though you are experiencing his ministry, the face that remains in your consciousness is the Christ, because his assignment is to glorify the Christ. Are we together now? This is very important. So just because he conceals his personality does not mean he's a bird, a dove. No, not fire, not candle. He's a real personality. He came upon ordinary people in the Bible. Listen to me. Jesus calls 12 people and then mentors them for a period of 3.5 years. Invests the Spirit of God upon those people, and now they began to turn their world upside down. Mighty things wrought by the hands of these people. You do business without the Holy Spirit, you are only ready to record episodes of frustration. I know you will say there are secular people that excel without the Holy Ghost. Sit with them and hear the gaps in their life that nothing else except his presence can fill. Make no mistakes, the Holy Ghost is the advantage in the life of the believer. It is true. His ministry is what several people try to look for in different ways. We attempt to prosper without him. We attempt to understand scripture without him. Men of God attempt to access genuine power without him. We attempt to increase the spread of his investment through our lives to the nations, and then we ignore him. The Holy Spirit is not a song that we sing. The Holy Spirit is not just a personality that shakes men to fall down. Look what he's done in our lives. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the water wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
The Spirit of the living God, the Logos of God, could not do anything kingdom-wise until the Spirit of God came upon the Word and turned the Word to Christ. There is a reason why I'm telling you this. Let's go, please, to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Verse 5. Then Philip, look up, please. Evangelist Philip now, went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. The name of his gospel was Christ. The name of the message he preached was Christ. Are we together now? He preached Christ. There is a certain message, there is a certain body of truth that is responsible for the miraculous. Miracles come as a confirmation. I told you that the glory of God comes to prove that his patterns have been followed correctly. Every time the patterns of God are adhered to, the glory of God is his attestation. My God, I'm just seeing a cloud. As I just mentioned glory, I just saw that wave of the glory of God. An attestation. Are we together now? Yes. So the Bible says that Philip preached Christ unto them. Christ as a message. The person, Christ. And then the ministry of the Holy Spirit backing that message. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Is that not the theme of the book of Revelation? The Bible starts by saying the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he gave unto his servant John. So the Bible says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Verse 6, we're reading down to 8. And the people with one accord, like you're paying attention to me now, gave heed unto those things. So there were things about Christ. Remember, the message is Christ, but there were things about him that were revealed. And the Bible says, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7, for unclean spirits. This is Christ being preached. There are things he told them that Christ can heal, that Christ can deliver, that Christ can lift burdens, that Christ is not a nuisance to civilization. He did not just preach Christ, repent, the way, the truth, and the life. No, Christ is like a book. He can be opened to several pages, and that he showed them things about Christ. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. Why? Because he preached Christ, and the Holy Ghost came, because the Holy Spirit's mandate is to ensure that Christ is both revealed and glorified. This is his assignment. His assignment is not to make us speak in tongues. His assignment is not to give us anointing. His assignment is everything Christ. So all of the things that he does in our lives is to the end that Christ be revealed and glorified. Please say revealed and glorified. This is the theme of the Holy Spirit on earth. The Holy Spirit is not on earth to produce men of God. He's not on earth to produce business people. The Holy Spirit is concerned with the ministry of the revelation and the exaltation of the Christ. But the system by which he does that is to ensure that the saints are revealed and exalted. Hallelujah. Yes. It is in the revelation of the saints that the Christ is glorified. It's in the revelation of the Christ that the Father is glorified. This is the reflection principle of dominion. The Father cannot glorify himself, so he invests his glory in the Son. The Son cannot glorify himself, so he invests his glory in the church in partnership with the Holy Ghost. The saints cannot glorify themselves, so their dominion over principalities and powers here on earth, this cosmos, is how the saints are glorified. Are we blessed? The Holy Spirit is on earth today, not just to heal. Please understand this. When your knowledge of the Holy Spirit just stops at healing, deliverance, breakthrough, you will be cheated. You will not enjoy the richness of his ministry. The Holy Spirit is pro-Christ. Everything that makes for the revelation and the glorification of the Christ is his business, invited or not. So if your pain negates the opportunity to reveal Christ, it is his business. He becomes invited into your affairs because something about your life is robbing Christ from being glorified. So he comes to find out what it is. This is why deliverance, he comes to eject. Deliverance is not the casting out of demons necessarily. It is the separation between you and the obstacle that obstructs the revelation and the glorification of the Christ in and through your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that when you are now healed, when you are now delivered, when God prospers you, it in itself is a means to an end. The end is that Christ be glorified. Are we together? So the manifold wonders that God works in and through our lives and that he will do tonight is all together like the ingredients of a meal to one end and to one purpose, that Christ be revealed and Christ be glorified. Mark chapter 1. Please take it high for me. Mark chapter 1. Let's start from verse 21. Be patient with me. We're about to pray. Such great power in this place. Mark 1 verse 21, please. Now, please look up. This is a very interesting expression of Mark's account of the ministry of Jesus. The Bible says, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway, watch this, on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. This is Jesus, the Christ of God now. Next verse. And they were astonished. Why? Because he did not just preach as Jesus, the carpenter's son. Now he's in partnership with the Spirit of God. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. I can tell you the difference between Jesus and the scribes is not eloquence, because those people were brilliant people. They were not daft. There was a dimension of authority, an investment of heaven upon him that made them to wonder at his communication. Then the Bible says, and there was in their synagogue, watch this, notice that everywhere Christ is revealed, there will always be an evidence of his presence. The Bible says, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. 25. Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. 26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, he cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. 27. And they were all amazed. Now please look up. Insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. 28. Now watch this. Immediately, remember I told you the assignment of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ and exalt him. Look what happened. Immediately, his fame spread abroad throughout all the region. You know that you are under the influence of the Spirit, because everything that proceeds from you, more than promoting you, spreads the fame and the influence of the Christ. This is one of the ways you can judge the operation of spirits. The spirit of discernment works based on the reference of the revelation of the Christ. That every spirit that is not sourced from God cannot intentionally reveal the Christ. There will be an absence of the sustainable revelation of the Christ. Are we together? So number one, we see that his fame spread abroad. Christ at work through the word, and then produces dimensions of miracles. Are we together now? And as a result, his fame spread abroad. Next verse. The Bible says, 29, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. 30. And Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. Be patient with me. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at evening, like it is now, the Bible says, when the sun did set, they brought unto him. Why? Because they had now seen that this man is truly the Christ of God. He has become a center. Every time we want to see the closest expression of God, we will come to him. Are we together now? The Bible says, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. 33. And all the city was gathered together at the door. The Holy Spirit will always allow that, because it will lead to the revelation of the Christ. Please do not forget my message. When your ministry is centered on miracles, you will not do much, surprisingly. When your ministry is centered on anointing, you may not do much. When your ministry is centered on good teaching, you may not do much. It must be centered on the revelation and the exaltation of the Christ. Every other thing comes as a tool to provide and make for that efficiency. Are we together? The Bible says he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak. Why? Because they knew him. 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. 36 and 37 is a very powerful message for us. And Simon and all they that were with him followed after him. Keep that scripture. Interesting communication. All they that were with him continued to follow after him because he was being revealed. When Christ is revealed, it makes them that are already with him to find reason to continue to press. The Bible says even those who were already with him, they still followed. Are we together? Christ revealed that you have been in the faith 20 years, 30 years, and because of the unfolding of the wonder working power, the reality of Christ through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it sponsors the stamina to continue. Are we together now? It's one thing to start your walk with Christ, but if you do not see the reality of the glory of God manifest through your life over time, it can impede your press towards the things of God. 37, it says, and when they had found him, finally, this is what the Holy Ghost always wanted, they said unto him, all men, all nations, all territories seek for thee. It started with his fame going abroad. Then those who were with him, the staying power. Every time we gather like this, it is because of this threefold ministry. Number one, that we seek to see Christ lifted, glorified. Praise the Lord. And then number two, that we who by his grace have been kept by the power of his word will find a reason to continue to press him. Listen, God did not just ask us to believe in his goodness. We can taste and see that the Lord is good. There is an experience to the dimension of the kingdom. He says the things that we have seen, the things that we have heard, the things that our hands have handled, even of the word of life, that is what we communicate. So we speak from a standpoint of conviction, not teaching cunningly devised fables. Are we together? And then finally, in spite of the arrogance of the nations, that we will drive that all men
fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord, glorify. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord, glorify. All I want is for you, for you. For you to be lifted up, all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted up.
Listen, dear brothers and sisters, this is all we are about. This is everything. It's a summarization of our passion, that while we teach, while he uses us to heal the sick and turn lives around. So this is why we do the things that we have done and we continue to do. We're gathered tonight not just to see men who are wonder workers, in as much as he grants us the privilege of partaking of the blessings of being used by him. The ultimate desire of the Father is that the Son revealed and glorified. Hallelujah. And so tonight, as he heals, as he delivers, as he turns your captivity, it says, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion. Listen, one of the ways I know to attract heavy dimensions of the presence and the power of God is to be committed to see Christ revealed in and through your life. More than fasting, more than prayer, more than Bible study, a determination to see that Christ revealed is revealed through your life. John 17 and verse 1, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may bring glory to you. So if it takes healing to glorify the Son, the Holy Ghost will do it in a hurry. If it will take bringing speed and restoration for the Son to be glorified, he will do it in a hurry. It is a powerful secret of the anointing. It's a powerful secret of the workings of God. Look the details that the Spirit, please be sensitive, my God. I'm seeing a lot of angelic activities here. Just the ministry of angels. Why? Because they attend unto his word.
Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your fill my life till all. Till all they see is you, Lord.
Glorify your name.
Be lifted high. Be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high.
Is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high.
All I want
is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high.
So the Holy Spirit takes advantage of the word of God and uses the word as a tray to transport the realities of the kingdom into the saints. Everything that makes for your glorification, to the end that the Christ be glorified, the Holy Spirit is more than willing. So it's not just God heal me, it's God be glorified through my life. And then your healing becomes a medium for the Christ being glorified. Your speed, your restoration, your deliverance now becomes a basis for the Christ to be glorified. Listen, you know you are glorifying the Christ when the more they see you, the more they see him. In a strange way, the more they look at you and the wonder working power of God through your life, you begin to fade out of the way. And Christ, listen, the Bible says in Revelations, watch this, when you read from verse 7 down to 12, the Bible says, I heard a voice, and when I turned, I saw seven lampstands. As I looked at the lampstands, I saw one in the midst of the lampstand. The lampstand is a church. That means when they look at your life, when they analyze your testimony, your business, your ministry, somewhere in that lampstand, they should see one who looks like the Son of Man. That he has to be the reason for my lifting. He has to be the reason for my continuity. He has to be the reason for the power, the grace, the wisdom, the effulgence of heaven at work in my life. Christ revealed, Christ glorified, Christ exalted, Christ revealed, Christ glorified, Christ exalted. Listen, prosperity then becomes a vehicle that sponsors the efficient revelation and the glorification of the Christ. And the Bible says, he that did not spare his son, and he offered him freely, he said, how much more will he all things. He's not withholding, but the only condition is, will Christ be glorified? Everyone who is committed to the revelation and the glorification of the Christ must become a wonder. So your life becomes a compendium of the wonder working, please help that lady, the wonder working power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're here gathered tonight to see Christ lifted. This is why we are here. Thank God for Joshua Selman. Thank God for Koinonia. But we are vehicles to reveal the Christ in a marvelous way that brings glory to the Father. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your power and love, this peace in glory, holy, holy.
To see you
high and lifted up,
you are shining.
Some years ago, the Lord told me something. He said, son, if you will let men see me, there is nothing I will not give you. God's word is true. He does not lie. He cannot lie. Tonight, before I begin to minister and we allow the Holy Spirit to bless our hearts, there must be a commitment. Listen. We live in a generation where there is an obsession for fame. There is an obsession to be known. We always like to be the faces behind every marvelous thing. I want to be the face behind the product. I want to be the face behind the miracle. Did you know that was the challenge of the scribes and the Pharisees? They were not concerned about the victory of those who received deliverance. They were concerned about which face was behind it. But when you do business with God, you are not ashamed to decrease so that he will increase. The strange thing is that the more you decrease, the more you are seen. It's a mystery that you are seen most when you allow him to be seen most. Sincerely, believe me, what I shared with you tonight is a powerful secret. Lord, I want you to prosper me so that the gospel will find expression. It is not just to build houses. How many can you build? It's not just to acquire cars and properties and make a name to be a millionaire and a billionaire. Thank God for all of those things. But they are profitless if the purpose of the revelation of the Christ is not connected to them. You give value to your pursuit on earth when you connect it to the revelation of the Christ. Everything is valueless. Its value is only derived from the degree of that activity, how it affects the revelation of the Christ. Your marriage is useless until there is a space in it for Christ to be glorified. Your business is useless until there is a space in it for Christ to be glorified. Your money is absolutely useless until there is a space in it. Your healing can be useless if there is no space. Every healing in the Bible wrought by the Christ had a message behind it. Signs and wonders are the workings of God with messages behind them. You have not been blessed if all you receive is the miracle alone. You must also receive the message. When he heals, there is a message. When blind eyes open, there is a message. Like our there auntie that came and got up from the wheelchair, there is a message. It is not about being an anointed man who took somebody from the wheelchair. That's not the message. The message is the possibilities that Christ can wrought. You have to get this. Yes, you do not ignore the vessels that are used, but more than acknowledging the vessels, we'll see you
high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
To see you
high and lifted up,
you are shining.
When this becomes your posture, he will lose the loins of kings for your sake. He will veto every limitation, crumble gates, break them to ashes, and allow your passage because you are determined. Let me tell you this. Not everyone thinks God is a big deal. Not everyone thinks that God deserves their life, that he will use their life as a trophy to reveal Christ. So when he finds a man, He invests his jealousy upon that man and protects that man, that ministry, that business. There is an appetite to be known. Apostle Joshua Selman, the great man of God. Thank God for that. It's not to downplay your confidence in the Christ. The Bible says in Philemon 1 and verse 6 that the communication of your faith might become effectual through the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. So it is not the downplaying of the investment of the Spirit upon your life. However, that you realize that you are a door to lead men somewhere. And you have not succeeded till you get them to his presence. His fame spread round the city. Then those who were with him. It is my desire, more than the miracles that will happen tonight, more than all the testimonies you've heard, especially for those of you who are coming for the first time, that by the time we're wrapping up tonight's service, you will not only celebrate miracles, signs, wonders, deliverances, you will not just stand and be amazed at a man, but that in the midst of this lampstand, as you look, you will see Christ. That something about your hunger for God will be recycled again. That you sit down and say, look, something, my drive and my hunger, my determination to love him, my determination to stay with him. This becomes the greatest achievement for this miracle service. And I can tell you this, when we get our bearings right, there is no power, there is no yoke of darkness that sustains the intelligence to survive this kind of revelation, because this is the central revelation that coordinates the power, the might of God. When God moves in the midst of his people, he reveals his love, but he also reveals his power. It is his divine power that gives us our faith connects us to his divine power. Are we blessed? So take your eyes for 1 minute away from all the challenges and the requests that you wrote. I know that many of us, like our dear auntie and mother here, you can imagine the testimony of that dear woman, a death sentence. Many of us are standing weary, wondering, can God make a way in the wilderness? Let me tell you this, don't get used to your pain. Lift up your eyes to Jesus, and then you will find out that when all things that surrounds me become shadows in the light of you. That's the part of the song that blesses me. That the more you look at him, the more everything that looks real suddenly begins to fade. That sickness. It was Benny Hinn that said he noticed that people who focus on their sicknesses, their pain, their challenges, they hardly receive. That when he is able to direct their attention to the Christ, like that brazen serpent, when he's lifted and your attention is on him, you will suddenly turn and find out that the delay is gone. You will turn and find out that the pain is gone. Find out that the cancer, the yoke is gone. Suddenly you will find out that you can move your limbs without using an aid. Lift your voice in 1 minute and say, Lord, I desire that my life reflect your glory. Koinonia, pray. As you bless my life, as you anoint me, as I interact with graces, as I interact with mantles, as I fellowship with the mysteries of the Spirit, my desire remains the revelation of the Christ. Shebalandas kabaratos asia pahashala barusia.
Of your glory fall, let it cover all the earth, let the weight of your glory fall, let it cover all the earth, let the weight of let it cover all the earth.
Let your glory fall.
Let the weight of your glory fall.
Let it cover all.
Let it cover all the earth.
Let it cover all the earth.
It's our prayer. Listen, please, just one last prayer you're going to pray. I'm telling you, the power of God is so strong in this place. Listen, I want you to insist. Father, I've committed my life to revealing your glory. Therefore, every planting that is not of the Christ must leave. Health-wise, must leave. In the area of finances, lift your voice. Release your faith. The righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. Release your faith. I decree and declare that the Egyptians that I see today, I see them no more forever. I decree and declare that the mountains that stand before Zerubbabel shall become a playground at the shout of grace, grace.
You are worthy, worthy of my praise. King of kings, Lord of lords,
Lord of lords.
Let your kingdom
reign in my life.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is asking me to sing a song. Listen, as I sing that song, please bring those under the anointing. This is, I'm just acting and flowing by the Spirit.
Who is like him? The lion and the lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of Lords.
My God, such a mighty anointing in this place.
Who is like him? The lion and the lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down. Every ocean road to the Lord of all
will praise him. Praise Adonai.
From the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai.
I command the spirit of delay. I command the spirit of delay. I'm praying now. I'm seeing the anointing of the Spirit breaking chains of delay. Now in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare now, every chain of delay, inside, outside, overflow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from any nation you're connected. I declare delay be broken. Be broken. Hey, Papa, Shoparatata. Delay. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. That everything that has held you down. Hold on. Listen. Listen. Please bring them out. Hear me. You see, when delay operates in a man's life, believe me, the only thing that grows in your life is your age. Nothing else grows. Your wisdom. Your influence, the prevailing power of the word of God at work in your life. I decree and declare again, in the name of Jesus, that every orchestration that represents delay, kaparus kabarata, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I command that it leaves your life now. It leaves your destiny now. It leaves your family now. Now I want to release the grace for speed. I will keep praying this prayer till it works in your life. Speed is real. I stand by the rod of a higher priesthood and I declare, Koinonia, hear me, by this apostolic and prophetic grace, inside and outside, take the grace for speed. Receive that grace now. I shift you by the Spirit. I shift you by prophecy, speed in destiny, speed in ministry, in the name of Jesus. 10 years in 1 month, 5 years in 2 months, in the name of Jesus. Now I want to pray. Hear me. The Bible says, every tree that has not been planted by my Father. That means the Father is not the only farmer. There are other farmers that attempt to plant, It says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat. I want to pray. I believe in the power of God to set free, and that every spirit that is not of the Christ, finding expression in and around your life, it's time for it to go. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus, and the power of the Holy Ghost will bring mighty deliverance unto people. Father, thank you because you honor your word. One, two, three, shout Jesus. I command every devil of darkness by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus out of their lives, out of their destinies, inside, outside. I declare, blotting out handwritings and ordinances, the Bible says, that spoke against you. He nailed it to his cross. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, be free now. Be free now. Yokes of ancestry, operations of darkness, be free now. Shalakarusa zia katamaratu zatia. Empragate shalakato braziata. The Lord is showing me a padlock in the realm of the spirit. I see what looks like a padlock. I declare, I don't know who that is for, but everything that has been locked and is not by God, I command an opening now. I command an opening now, even by the Spirit of the Lord. An opening now. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. We are going to be very, very fast tonight so that we will redeem time. Why do we minister to people? As a reflection of the love of Jesus. There are people who come here with burdens. They come here with yokes. And if it is true that God is here, then their lives must show. I speak to all who are in front here that everything that is not of the Christ, I stand as one sent by God. Go now out of their lives and their destinies forever. Hallelujah. Now, please listen. Please listen to me. We are going to pray for the sick shortly, but it is not every time that this happens to me, but I'm seeing two angels standing by my left and right. And every time I see that happens, the Lord wants me to move. I don't listen. It's just to pass the roles. We'll do it very quickly. Except God is not God. That as he passes by you, it's a triumphant entry. That everything that represents shame and reproach, even by the Spirit, the power of God will rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shalaka paruse siatakata. Sheke prati sekete bosh. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, release destinies now. In the name of Jesus. Keparato sekrete sikata. Let it end. Let it end now. Let it end. I open gates. I'm seeing a door being opened. I open gates now. I open gates now. I open gates now. By the Spirit and the power of God, I open gates now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Overflow 2, lift your hands. The power of God is coming to you. Gate be open now. Right now, as I walk around row to row, right now in the name of Jesus, every planting that is not of God, let it go now, let it go now, let it go now, let it go now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, be free now, be free now, be free now. My God, I'm seeing arrows all around here. I lift them now out of your life, out of your life, out of your life, out of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, out of your destiny. Shakapatus, embreketosisikata. I know the lion. I know the lamb. Let me pray for all of you here. You don't have to come forward. Right where you are, I'm stretching my hands. Everything right now, the power of God is coming upon you. Take that grace. Take that anointing. Take that anointing right now. Chains break 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 now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Overflow 3, lift your hands. It's time for God to visit you. That everything that is not the planting of the Lord, it's time for it to kick in now. Please lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, satisfy me early with your mercy, with your goodness. Lift your voice and pray. Everyone, please lift your voice and pray. 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 Sir, come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where are you coming from, sir? Where are you coming from? Kufena Hills. Come, sir. Because I'm seeing the Lord turning your life around. What is this? How long has this been, sir?
3 years.
3 years. You believe that the Lord can set you free?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. As I was passing, I just saw you, and then the Lord said to minister to you, we'll pray for the sick now, but I lay my hands upon you in the name of Jesus. Are you together? You're the wife? In the name of Jesus, I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be set free now in the name of Jesus. And madam, hold my hands. They will not tell you you have something in your stomach. You hear me? In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing something growing in your stomach. I must pray for you. In the name of Jesus, be set free. Be set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for the sick. I apologize. It's quite dusty outside, but I had to do that. Now, please listen. The ministry of healing is real. The power of God is able to be extended to men to correct anomalies in their bodies. Why? Because the only platform that your spirit can use to remain effective on earth is your body. The Bible says, a body hast thou prepared. The body must be prepared. A body hast thou prepared for me. So everything that inflicts death, every sickness is a process of death. It is death being ministered. Not like death to the flesh, but death is an attempt. Satan never brings sickness to leave it at sickness. The goal is to eventually see to it that your body deteriorates to a point that your spirit can no longer live inside.
And then that transition happens, whether or not the purposes of God have been achieved or not. So the idea is not just cancer. It's not just an issue on wheelchair. It's an attempt to cut short your life by the ministration of death. It can happen gradually for many years, but you can stand upon the truth and the integrity of God's word and allow the anointing of the Spirit to correct all of these things. And this is what we want to do. I know that there are people who have flown in from several places. There are people who are standing, trusting God for healing. We usually take time to lay hands and minister to people, not because we have to do it, but it's just a, being that it's a miracle service dedicated to minister to people, we do that very, very quickly. So this is what will happen. Two things at the same time. Your requests, all of your requests, if you are yet to write one, you can pen it down by faith. But while you are doing that, overflow 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2B extends to 2nd Equa. Thank you. Wherever you are and you're trusting God for a touch of God for healing, please, I'd like you to move to the front of your various stations, overflow 1 to your projector screen, overflow 2 right there, overflow 2B. You just move out a little to where the barricade is and you'll stop there. Overflow 4 to your screen and then overflow 3 there. Those connecting online from whatever nation, stand believing by faith. You can make your way, those in the main auditorium, just come stand here. But now listen, please. Listen. Please listen. Whether you are in overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3 or 4, if your condition, please listen. If your condition has to do with cancer or any death sentence, please don't just come emotionally. Cancer particularly or any death sentence, please come to the main auditorium. I want to minister to you myself. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Quickly, please come. Please come. We'll make this very, very fast. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the Bible declares. It says the righteous runs into it and they are saved. I'm glad and honored that we have mighty servants of God in our midst, and together as ministers of the gospel, we just release our faith to see to it that the power of God is extended to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, whilst you are standing, just stand believing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the people gathered, they came to hear and to be healed. You have heard the word of God and faith has risen. As hands are laid upon you, I want you to believe by faith. We are operating under a corporate grace, a corporate anointing. Father, we decree and we declare, even by the Spirit of God, that as we minister to the sick, let your power, let the miracle working power of Jesus move so mightily in our midst. In the name of Jesus, heal the sick, turn our lives around. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as the worship team leads us through that session of worship, please, I'd like for your faith to be released. We just minister under the corporate anointing. And for those of you here who are in ministry, you can stand by faith, receiving and believing for that grace to see the deposit of the Spirit find expression. While that is happening, hold on please. You're going to see officials moving around with baskets. Do well to drop your request if you have to. Once they wave their hands towards you, do well to drop the requests. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. Please, if you are yet to submit, you're yet to submit your request, you can do so quickly. If you're yet to submit your prayer request, just wave it and someone will come and pick it right now. Those who are connecting, please, there are people there. There should be someone picking it up. Just wave it and someone will come to pick it right now. The Bible says, unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. This is a representation of your faith. It's a token, an expression of your faith. There are people down. Please, those following online, just stretch your hands, release your faith. Some of you have sent them. Believe that the God of heaven, I cannot begin to tell you the kinds of testimonies that have come out. We may not have the time to prophesy to everybody individually,
may not have time to minister to everybody, but this is a representation of your desire. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, it says, with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known. God wants to know what your request is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And our request in 1 minute, can you just stretch your hands to this and speak over it? How forcible are right words? The Bible says, in the name of Jesus, pray, prophesy. Now, those of you who are still being ministered to, you just focus as the men of God minister to you. But then we're stretching our hands and we're trusting for miracles. Please, if there are still people, it's important that we have the requests here. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to stretch your hands and declare, Lord, these Egyptians I see today, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I see them no more forever. Is someone praying? Stretch your hands. Shalaparuza siaka paruzazik. Endeprato salagada bradagadabosh. Shkabarato sabrandege parusia tabaladaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we release the spirit of faith. We decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, the workings of miracles, supernatural testimonies, by the power of the Holy Ghost, from nation to nation, from state to state, from territory to territory. We decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. Turn again the captivity of Zion, like the streams of the Negev. Shalabarato zakabarato jedekas. Entekelebarato sabaroto jubahasa. Entelegrando sadabaru setias. Krabagabaru da sigeparu disias. Englato sapradabaratu ziatas. In the name of Jesus, turn situations around. We declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Agree with me, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the apostle says, Lord, behold their threatenings. And we pray that you stretch forth your hands and you grant that miracles, signs, and wonders be wrought in the name of your Holy Son. Amen. He said, behold their threatenings. Respond to their threatenings by stretching forth your hands, and that miracles and signs and wonders be wrought in the name of your Holy Son. Father, we decree and declare, these are issues that have threatened the liberty of the saints. They have robbed you of glory, and Lord, we bring them under judgment in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stand in agreement with every grace within this house, and we decree and prophesy that these Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, you see them no more forever. These Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, you see them no more forever. My Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them that dream, and our mouths were filled with laughter, and they said among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for us. He says, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Then he says, turn again our captivity like the streams of the south. We decree and declare that everything that represents captivity here, let it be turned like the streams of the south. The Bible says, have you heard of this proverb before, that a nation be born in one day? But then it says, as soon as Zion travails, it says she shall put forth her son. I declare speed to every request here. Prophet Joel, speaking by the Spirit, said, and I will restore the years. Let me tell you this, real dominion is dominion over time. No matter what you dominate, if you do not dominate time, you are not walking in dominion. And I will restore the years. Many of us, we've wasted time.
We've wasted opportunities. In the name of Jesus, let there be restoration. Hallelujah. Now I pray for you. Listen, every time we wrap up these meetings with impartations, it is not a ceremony. Not many people are really sick, not many people are really oppressed, but the challenge with many believers is that we may sustain the knowledge, but we do not sustain the grace that provides for the possibilities that we desire. The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. The key to sufficiency is sustaining the requisite level of grace. There is a grace that controls speed. There is a grace that controls favor. You can be hardworking, but it does not mean you have favor. The Bible says it is vain to wake up in the morning. It takes agility to wake up in the morning and then to sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrow. But the Bible says he gives his beloved rest. He can bring his beloved into Sabbaths. Hallelujah. Yes. There is a grace that compels the helpers of your destiny to find you. Just because they were ordained to help you does not mean they will find you. No. The king sent for Joseph and they brought him out of his dungeon. Hallelujah. We desire all kinds of favors. We desire all kinds of liftings. And let me tell you sincerely, these things are not in heaven. They've left long from the foundations of the earth. The Bible lets us know that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, routed through the Christ. It will take understanding of his systems to make these things become real in our lives. And the possibilities in the life of a believer, please hear this, we're wrapping up, is governed by three things. Number one, is governed by your understanding of the ways of God, the methodologies of God as it makes for that issue of concern. Every need in the kingdom has a requisite level of spiritual understanding. Colossians 1 verse 9, that we be filled with the knowledge of his will, that we be filled with all wisdom and with spiritual understanding. So everything we desire, there is a requisite level of spiritual understanding that sponsors that possibility. Number two, having obtained the understanding, you will need the grace, the empowerment that causes you to walk in the experience of that which you now know. Hallelujah. And so Paul is saying, God is able, it is within his ability. The Bible says, do not withhold good from him that is due when it is within your power. It is within the power of God to lift. It is within the power of God to restore. Listen to me. It is within the power of God to bless, to open doors. But there are graces that control it. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. He does not anoint your cup. You know what is on your head by looking at your cup. If your head is anointed, your cup will prove it. Thou anointest my head with oil, my ministry overflows. You anoint my head with oil, my finances overflow. You anoint my head with oil, favor overflows. So the real problem for many people is a correct understanding of impartation. Impartation is not anointing with oil. Impartation is not even falling down. Impartation is a spiritual system by which the possibilities of the spirit are transferred. Is the transference of spiritual possibilities. And the thing, the operation of God's grace in the life of a man, the anointing, the engracing, if it is there, it is there. If it's not there, it's not there. It's as simple as that. If it is there, it will speak immediately. Hallelujah. So it is possible that you walk out of this meeting tonight with a dimension of grace you did not come with. And you will know by the results that begin to change. Remember our teaching that Christ be revealed, that Christ be glorified. But there is a coordination of graces. The weightiness of a man in the spirit is a summation of the graces that are at work in your life. When you become a compendium of several graces, then your possibilities become defined by these graces. Favor, speed, lifting, access to the hearts of men. There is a grace that makes a generation loyal to you. It takes more than leadership. It is a grace. There is a grace that compels everything that is in your hand to multiply. It's true that a woman can be frying akara and yet build from that business. It's not akara that built it. There is a grace on it. That is the grace that can make 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people and still have 12 baskets full. Listen, please hear me. Anything you do, and I'm not stupid, believe me, I know what I'm saying. Anything you do without being empowered first is a total waste of time. Do business from the strength of the flesh and you will watch yourself have a plethora of frustrations. It will come one after the other in successions that will frustrate you. But let that investment of the Spirit rest upon your life and you will watch things that should not work, work. The anointing of the Spirit does not work generically. Anointings are in levels and dimensions, and they limit themselves to the jurisdiction of their operation. The grace for favor will not heal the sick. Please listen to me. Are we together now? The grace for wisdom will not necessarily bring speed, as it were. So the Bible says God is able to make all grace, all, abound towards you. I like to know what graces are not at work in my life so that I pursue them with hunger, desperation, and honor. So when we are gathered like this, haven't received prayer for healing, haven't received the word, I think, in my opinion, that one of the most important things that you receive is a new anointing, a new dimension, either a higher level of the same grace or a new dimension of a grace that you did not have. You can have the grace that makes for productivity, but not have the grace for favor. Everything you have, you work for. That's not profitable. You will not be able to give God glory. The proof of favor is not money. The proof of favor is the loyalty of the hearts of men. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? I have watched with shock how people have neglected graces that their destinies, their ministries, their businesses require. And I have also watched with shock at the childlike reception that ordinary people have just come to embrace graces that turn them into signs and wonders. I've shared with you again and again my testimonies that I am a product of many anointings. Many anointings. I like to find the graces that are not at work in my life. And I know them by tracing the things that look like limitations in my life. I'm like a spiritual archaeologist. I thank God for that which is at work, but I search for that which is not at work. Because every grace is available. It takes discernment and honor to receive. Hallelujah. And I'm standing tonight in agreement with all the graces of the men and the women of God in this place. And if you can believe, you will be surprised. You see, I have prayed for many years, and I will tell you this. You know that I love you. You are my people. I'm committed to your growth. Please listen to me. There is a grace I have prayed and cried to God over, that it will rest upon this house in a lavish way. And is the grace for favor. I have seen people reproduce various graces, the anointing, the healing, the wisdom of God, but I don't know why this favor dimension, when the favor of God comes upon your life, you will stand and marvel. You will wonder at how men become like robots to see to it that your destiny manifests. It is the grace for favor that will call the kings of Tyre and Sidon to come and entreat your favor. They will come to you with their bounties. They will entreat you to receive from their benevolence.
It takes the grace of God. Everyone who lifts you has relatives in need. Whatever will make him leave them and come to you must be the hand of God. Favor accelerates destiny. Believe me, it does. It can take 10 years and put it in 1 year. In this kingdom, who hates you does not matter, but who likes you matters. That is what it means to be Beulah and Hephzibah. You become a delight. A delight. In the name of Jesus, the favor that is required in this season for the glory of the saints, I prophesy upon you. Let it rest on your life now. Access to the hearts of kings. Access to the resources of nobles. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. This is the litmus test for favor. If favor is at work in your life, this is the proof. If favor is not at work in your life, this is the proof. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Emptiness has an explanation. When no man arises to see you important enough for them to invest their time, their credibility, their reputation, their resources to honor the dealings of God in your life, hear me, the diagnosis is that you do not sustain favor. It's not yet at work in your life. One more time I pray, in the name of Jesus, the favor that will move you and shift you to strange dimensions of grace, may it rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I declare the wisdom that comes from above, the wisdom, the hidden wisdom of God that was ordained for the glory of the saints, may that dimension of wisdom be made manifest in your life from tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness, it says, therefore even God, thy God, hath anointed you with an oil called the oil of gladness. And it says that oil sets you above your fellows. The grace that distinguishes you, in the name of Jesus, may that grace rest upon you. Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the king sent for Joseph, and they brought him out of his dungeon. Not God, the king. A king can send for you and bring you out of your situation. Listen to me. The king sent for Joseph, not God. There are men who can help men. All blessings come from God through men to men. I declare, the man that is ordained of God to hold your hands, your ministry, your business in this season, and to see to it that you rise, in the name of Jesus, enjoy their ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray for every dead vision, every dead dream, that which has been locked up in your spirit man but has refused to find expression, I give it life right now in the name of Jesus. Can I pray for your family? It says, as for me and my house. When you serve the Lord alone, you are not free. It must be you and your house. I pray for your family members. May the angel of his presence go to every family and see to it that it becomes a reflection of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. The Bible says, on account of the gospel, Peter was caught after James was beheaded, and he was chained, and there were guards that protected him. But the church prayed earnestly, the Bible says. And then it says that the angel of the Lord came into the prison cell and the chains fell off on their own. And he led Peter out through three gates. The first gate opened him up. And then the second gate opened him up. And then the Bible says he came to a gate called the Iron Gate. And when that gate opened, the next thing he saw was the city. There are gates that must open for you to step into your place of influence. Watch this. It was not the first gate. It was not the second gate. The Iron Gate opened and your business found visibility. The Iron Gate opened. It says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. The gates that must be open for your influence, your business, your ministry to find expression. I speak to it. Ephata, be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. In the name of Jesus, hear me. I prophesy to you, whoever fights you goes down instantly. Listen, the Bible says he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, that means this is the basis, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. I say it again, whoever fights you goes down instantly. Everyone here under the sound of my voice, due for promotion, I stand by the God of heaven and I shift you to the next level. And everyone trusting God for a job. In the parable that Jesus gave, they said, why sittest thou idle? He said, no man employ us. Immediately they got a job. I declare to you by the Spirit, between now and the next 3 months, like the ark of God in the house of Obed-Edom, receive miracle testimonies. Hallelujah. Let me speak to everything dead in your life. We're done. He came and met the girl, 12 years old, dead. And he said, no, she only sleepeth. And the people laughed and he drove them out. And then he held her by the hands and said, Talitha kumi, little girl, I say unto you, arise. I speak to everything that seems dead. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, Parusa Barashka Baranda Sibeta, in the name of Jesus, come back to life now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. It says, for behold, I do a new thing. I pray for you. Everything that does not represent the workings of God in your life, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it fades with your yesterday. And I open you up to a new season of supernatural manifestation. Now, please hear me. We're standing in agreement with the Church of the Lord Jesus. We're aware that the coronavirus, I think they just detected one in this country. It was not medicine that drove Ebola, it was the church. And the church is still alive. We cannot just stand coronavirus. We know is a spirit. It's not a virus. Can we agree? We stand in agreement as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The ecclesia, the body of Christ. We speak over the spiritual borders of Nigeria. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. We decree and declare, we banish the workings of evil from our territory. In the name of Jesus. The virus dies and it leaves our borders. And we pray for other nations of the world.
Because he says, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. We use China as a point of contact. The US and their people here, US, UK, whatever nation you are standing representing, we decree and declare, coronavirus, in the name of Jesus, we banish you from the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Listen, walk with caution and wisdom, but not fear. Fear is a spirit, it's a dangerous spirit. Hallelujah. It is wise because wisdom is profitable. It can give direction. But then you must be careful and protect. Filter everything you hear from the lens of truth, the lens of the word. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. When you allow your mind to absorb things that are antichrist, the mind is a womb. Everything that rests there begins to grow. You must guard your heart with all diligence. It is out of it that comes the issues of life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, especially for international guests, you return back to your nation.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live,
go to mixella.com/koinonia-radio. And download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.